Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Oh, say can see.
If you're an American and you're professing to be a Christian,
well, of course, as American citizens, what we want is accountable leadership.
Why don't we throw in a constitution so they know what's in there?
Get engaged in the political process.
Honest.
You, my friend, are part of the problem
and not the solution.
Compassionate.
The church needs to rise. Rise.
The Monica Matthews Show.
Monica Matthews Show.
Welcome back to the Monica Matthews Show. Life, love, and liberty. A little bit of life. How's your sex life? Oh my goodness. Not only is the government wanting to mandate that you wear masks everywhere you go, even though there's an inordinate amount of information that points to how unhealthy that is for you to wear a mask, particularly cloth masks. I mean, you can't even use a reusable grocery bag in some grocers and retailers, but they want you to shove a piece of cloth on your face so everyone else around you can feel better. Empirical evidence that it does not help in the situation of germ exposure as much as keeping your little fingers out of your orifices, such as your eyes, your nose, your mouth, you know, all the things we learned in kindergarten. Speaking of kindergarten, the Democrats are still after the president's tax returns. And for those who are cheering in the halls of Congress that this is a victory, thanks again to Chief Justice John Roberts. This will actually make its way back onto the lower courts again, and we'll start all over. And so I do not see it as a victory. So I don't waste a lot of time on things that are not ultimately going to impact you in the short term, because we are currently in a sprint for the finish line, right? This presidency has been laden with fake investigations to the tune of, and not just a fake investigation, I mean, that doesn't do it any justice, honestly. It comes down to a staged coup by the former administration. Now, when are we going to see proverbial heads roll over that? When are we going to have Gitmo perp walks over that, over the enormous amount of evidence that points to between Strzok, Page, Comey, Biden, Obama, the woman escapes my name. I mean, my brain at the moment, I can see her face, making the tour around America to in the world to tell them that it was because of a video that upset the Muslims that we lost our men in Benghazi. Susan Rice, thank you, memory. Thank you. So how's your sex life? Speaking of perp walks. Some of you have been messaging me about the mandate to wear masks in bed. And since my show covers everything from life to love and liberty, I thought, you know, y'all love it when I'm from the South, right? I'm Georgia Peach. Y'all, I live down here with Keisha, a mare named Keisha, who saw 4 more shootings last night, including a 9-year-old kid. Yep, that is our reality, folks. And my city's not the only one under siege. But nevertheless, sex, sex, sex. You guys are always interested in talking about sex and your liberty. Oh, I love it. I love the good old-fashioned red-blooded American male who still has his head turned by a beautiful woman without having to lust and, you know, wonder how she is in bed and all the things that just, you know, wreak havoc on relationships. No, but there's just something about, you know, the beauty of a woman captivating just the glance. How about that? The glance of a man. Well, I wonder how all of this is affecting the perfume industry. It just literally crossed my mind. Oh, my AOC moments. It literally crossed my mind. I think I'm also a little silly today because I just got out of an amazing thing called an infrared sauna. Have you ever done that? Oh my gosh. We've got these places here called Hot Works. And it's hot. You get in that sucker at 125 degrees and you blow it out in on a bike or Pilates or, you know, a rowing machine. Yes, you work out while sweating your butt off. It's amazing. It's not the same as hot yoga. It's infrared. So it's not the same as just turning up the temperature in your room. Pretty cool stuff. So I think I'm like, you know, this is the residual high. This is my glow from just naturally burning crap out of my body. It's awesome. You should try it. I'm studying all about it right now, so I should be an expert no less than 30 days. So continue to tune in. We'll talk all about infrared saunas. All right. Speaking of red, certainly hope you're voting red this fall. Dr. Gina, love her. Dr. Gina, she advises the president. She's on panels. I mean, she's everywhere. She's great. President loves her. She's even like, what is it with the beta males in leadership who want everyone to wear a mask? Stop it. And now in your bedrooms, speaking of perfume industry, let's go back to that for a second. Think about that. Like, what's the point? I mean, this is like a free for all for those of you who want to go all natural, right? Unless you mind smelling yourself, which has always been my issue. I don't necessarily care about what you think about how I smell. It's really all about me. So, you know, what's the point? I mean, think of the impact. Maybe that's it. We should start lobbying perfume companies and deodorant companies to be like, hey, yo, knock it off on the mask mandates, because before long, no one's really going to care. And so your products are going to be unnecessary. That's just a far-fetched thought, but hey, it's a fun one. So wearing masks in your bedroom apparently could help, you know, you not catch the Rona. The Rona. Want to keep Rona out of your bed? Just wear a mask. Really? I mean, and some of you are really freaked out about this. We're like, my sex life is already suffering. What, am I supposed to wear a mask? I'm like, well, supposed to, you know, don't should on yourself about these things. Supposed to is a really big, really big word. So, if you hear that in the background, I'm still working from home, and it has just literally started to rain, literally, AOC, rain. Cats and dogs, it is coming down here in the city of Atlanta. Good. I prayed for this. Like, I pray for this. I pray for storms, like hellified storms, to blow through our metropolitan areas so that the protesters, otherwise known as rioters and terrorists, scatter like the rodents that they have proven to be in more cities than not. Yeah, anyone who's still protesting is paid. So there's that. Other people have actually gone back to life. Like the actual people who, you know, hey, I believe in Black Lives Matter. Let's show up with a sign. It'll be a fun family day, whatever that's about. Training your young ones how to be Marxists, I guess. But nevertheless, you know, they thought it was cute, took pictures on InstaScam, all that stuff. They're not out there anymore. Those folks are not continuing to show up. I was super surprised to hear that there's a very rural area. Well, I say very rural. It was at one point in time because the metropolitan area of Atlanta continues to expand like every 30 miles every 2 years. So, but there's an area of Atlanta, outside of Atlanta, called Crabapple. It's up 400 North, Georgia 400 North, and it is beautiful. It's otherwise known as horse country. I was just there a few weeks ago looking at horse property. Not no more. So apparently Black Lives Matter set up shop on a street corner in Crabapple, which has historically been white. I'm not going to lie. It just has. I mean, it just has. I you know, I couldn't tell you why. Mainly why most of your rural areas have been as well. You got to really start to ask yourself those questions. Why are Black folks corralled into these densely populated areas where they can remain poor, broke, busted, and disgusted and murdered before 21? Why is that? Who champions that cause exactly? That's right. The same party telling you that school choice is a bad idea. I tweeted today, Tyler Perry, God bless him. You know, he's extraordinarily generous on more occasions than most. And some of you would think, well, he should be. He's a multimillionaire. I don't subscribe to that. I don't shoot on people because of their money. That's just not, to me, that's un-American. So, and it's also ungodly. It's just gross. It's your money. That's between you and the Lord, what you do with it. But God bless him. Tyler Perry, you know, he's been known to leave $20,000 tips for waitresses and stuff. I mean, it's, you know, the guy's generous. I'll give him that. But God almighty, can someone in his camp let him know that there are other things to pay for to keep people alive other than funeral costs? I mean, I think we're on like our third funeral cost now that he's been in the headlines over here in Atlanta as of recently. I mean, within the last 60 days. So, you know, I understand that help is needed, but hey, what about championing the cause of real criminal justice reform, which begins in the home and the classroom, right? School choice is a beautiful thing. It will never make sense to me why my Black friends ad nauseum do not see the benefit in school choice, why they think it benefits white kids. And here's the thing. If it benefits white kids, get your ass in line and go hang out with the white parents and get yours. How about that? This is the land of opportunity. Quit complaining. I was so poor, it was ridiculous. I had to hijack the electricity from my neighbor next door. Of course, I asked for permission, but nevertheless, we're running an extension cord from her porch to my fan just so I could keep my kid cool in my house because I couldn't afford to pay the utility industrial complex mafia. Yes, that's exactly how I feel about them. Because I've had nothing but horrific experiences with people in the utility world. It's awful. It is horrible. So, and unless you do, you know, have some unbelievable, unless you're hooked to a ventilator, good luck finding mercy at your local utility company. So, I've been there. I've done that. I've been broke. It's been rough. And you know what I did? I looked for resources all around me. I had my eyes open. And I got to tell you, I was a little salty for some seasons too, because I'm a widow, right? And so I'm looking at the Bible going, okay, you said you were going to help me because I'm a widow and you would take care of my child. Actually, what the Bible says is that he is a husband to the widow, right? And he's a father to the fatherless. He's a father to the orphan. That's what the word of God says about my particular condition. But I wasn't necessarily seeing that unfold in my life. And it occurred to me one day, likely by the grace of God and revelation of God by the Holy Spirit, that I wasn't seeking the things that were right in front of me, actually, because I was so bitter that things just weren't landing in my lap. Remember that entitlement thing, the big E? That should be the name of the next party that the Democrats, you know, that spin off from the Democrats, the E party, the entitlement party, because that's most appropriate. So, and that's what we spend the majority of our state and national budget on. So it makes perfect sense. But I could have sat there and, you know, continued to pout and be angry and live some crazy life and get hooked up with the wrong people and become a drunk and, you know, harass other people around me, join, you know, I don't know, Broke Lives Matter. So, but I didn't. I took God at his word and I was like, okay, I don't see it working right now. How do I need to work this? So, and that doesn't go to the adage that some of you quote scriptures to say, God helps those that helps themselves. And that's not true because that is not in your Bible. I don't care what version you have. It's not there. So, Yeah. So here we are another day in America. The Supreme Court has, you know, decided that most of your justices will be subjected to their own scrutiny for their own tax returns. Can I tell you, I'm far more concerned about the tax returns of people who have been in Congress for 30 years. I mean, we know what the president, we know his worth for the most part. We know the industry he's been in. And I got to tell you, at this point, the way the country is going, unless he's been funding, you know, like pedophilia or human trafficking or drugs, you know, or some way, somehow his real estate industry, you know, his industries, somehow do marginalize the poor. I'm just not concerned about what's on his tax returns at this point. You know, I've often said to people who argue about whether or not God really does look like Octavia Spencer, right? Does God look like is God a black woman? And I'm like, well, if you according to scripture, no. But if you realize that God showed up in a bush, burning bush, right? God showed up his power showed up in a cane that was thrown to the ground, one that hit the rock, one that parted the seas. I mean, it's like, come on, y'all. We get so dogmatic that God spoke through a donkey, right? That's kind of the credit I've given myself over the years for being on the air, that he would choose me for this purpose, not my career. If he can use a jackass like me, he can certainly write in on anyone, right? But people who get hung up on, hey, my house is burning, but you don't look like a fireman. Speaking of, oh my gosh, did you guys see that former NFL player catch a baby out of a apartment fire from like a third story patio? The kid literally is hurled over the patio. The whole thing is engulfed in flames. And most people have just focused on the fact that it was a football player who caught the child, and the football player happens to be black and the child is white. Why that matters, I don't know. But it's good on him. But that's all we focused on. There's only one pundit who broke the news that the mother perished in that fire. And that broke my heart. Both of her children made it out. She threw them over the balcony. And she was, she perished in that fire. I'm not sure why apartment buildings do not make it mandatory. There's some type of a fire escape on the exterior of your buildings. You know, I realize some things are old, but, or why parents don't invest, in a ladder to go, especially if you live in an upper level. If your home has more than two levels, you should invest in a fire ladder. We have one because it would hurt and could actually be fatal if we had to jump from our tallest window on our top level. So something to consider. Maybe it's time to invest in, whether you're an apartment, a condo, townhome, or house. And if you live in anything other than a double wide, then you should probably go ahead and invest in a fire ladder. That's a great thing to have, as well as a fire extinguisher. How many of you do not have a fire extinguisher in your home? Seriously, in your kitchen. Like, I have one out by my fire pit. I've got one in my kitchen. I've got one on every level. I just these little spray cans actually throughout the house, because I nearly burned my townhouse down when I first moved in because I'm a candle freak. And we almost went up in flames within our first 24 hours. And I thought, grab the water, grab a can. That'll just put it out quickly. There's my PSA for the night. What else is going on in the world? Okay, I got to tell you, as a musician, this has really, really ruffled my feathers. So Lady Antebellum, formerly known as Lady Antebellum, two guys, one chick, used to love their music, right? Good old-fashioned country group, country pop, great songwriting, just really cool group. they decide to become a casualty of Black Lives Matter and try to get ahead of the curve. I'm sure they're liberals at their record label and publishing company and managers and all that stuff, that the entourage that comes with robbing you of every dollar you make per album. I'm sure it was someone's bright, brilliant idea to say, hey, not only will we get ahead of the curve, but, you know, think of how our NASCAR fans that bought into a fake noose will love us even more that we're being so socially sensitive right now, right? So let's change our name to Lady A. Lady A, right? Unbeknownst to them, because, you know, there's no such thing as a Google search, no one bothered to look to see whether or not there was another artist who was making a living as Lady A. Well, what do you know? Not only is there an artist making a living, she is a Black woman who has done well for herself in the music circles, and she decided to slap them with a $10 million. Basically, you can use my name for $10 million, right? And Lady Antebellum's like, I don't think so. It's time to go to court. So they're taking a Black independent female artist through the ringer as they've either won multiple Grammys or have at least been nominated for them. I know. Here's these guys, right, who just couldn't perform a Google search, and they want to be so socially relevant that they're going to drag a Black woman through the mud, through the financial ringer, because they want her name. You know what I say? I say bankrupt Lady Antebellum, the new and not so improved Lady A, whatever they are. Shame. Here's a Democrat favorite. Shame, shame, shame. Horrible. I mean, if you couldn't look like any bigger of an asshat after that stunt, I don't know how you recover. It's like, who actually still listens to the Dixie Chicks? Seriously, are they changing their name? I think so. That's what I heard recently. I don't know. The world is nuts. What else is going on? Let's go back to the mask for a minute. I had someone try to shame me, speaking of shame, yesterday on my Facebook page. If you're not following me or liking my stuff on Facebook, please follow me at The Monica Matthews. My page is, my professional page is back up. It's been reinstated. So The Monica Matthews on Facebook. So someone says that a former colleague of mine who will remain nameless, but for those of you who are local to Atlanta and you listen to my former radio station, you will know exactly about whom it is I am speaking, tells me that that masks are good for us, and that, you know, the word says that we are to love our neighbor. We sure are. We are to love our neighbor. And loving our neighbor, part of that Christian command, it's not a suggestion, it's not a mantra, it is a command to love your neighbor as yourself. Well, part of that is, if you love your neighbor in a liberty-loving country, here's how you execute that command. You ready? If you are afraid, because your level of faith is such that you are afraid of germ spores, viruses, all this mess, COVID, rah-rah, and Rona and all that stuff, if you're afraid of that and you believe, your level of faith tells you that a face mask, despite empirical science and evidence, tells you otherwise, despite that, in lieu of all of that, okay, if you still believe that there is justification for you to cover your face whenever you go out, then that is exactly what you should do. And part of love, that's part of loving yourself, right? And as an American, the other component to loving your neighbor is loving their liberty enough to leave them the hell alone if they don't want to wear a mask on their face, because their faith is different from yours. See how that works? Now, the Christian love comes into play a little on another level when people come to your home, because this is where the Pharisees will like to take you with this stuff. Well, the Bible says that, you know, that you're not supposed to use your liberty and your freedom to offend others. And if your liberty offends somebody, then you should just give up your liberty. Liberty. Well, no, actually you should exercise your liberty even further, which is to make a decision to meet your brother right where their faith is, in your home, in their home. See how that works? That is an agreement. That is not a contract, but it is an understanding between two people that whenever you enter my home, if you're an alcoholic, I've had this happen in my own family. Pay attention. My former brother-in-law would not come to my home for the holidays because we're Greek and German and we drink. And he still considers himself an alcoholic, even though he hasn't had a drink in 30 years. So we didn't know whether or not it was an excuse that he just didn't want to come. I kind of figured as much, but I thought, you know what? My sister telling me that she's not going to come for dinner is just not acceptable. I could do without his presence, but wherever she goes, he goes too. And because I love my sister and I want her to be there, and I don't want to, I didn't want alcohol to be more important than the presence of my sister and the man she loves. So I made an executive decision and managed to piss off most of my family because they felt like, well, this is ridiculous. It's your home. You can do what you want to do. And I'm like, I know I can, but I had that Holy Spirit scripture in my head. You know, if his faith is that level, it's your home. Love him right where he is. And that is exactly what I did. So I was, and I'm telling you this because this is the context in which I put that scripture. Not governmental lockdowns of your inability to decide to breathe fresh air or not. Okay. So you got to watch the Pharisees, y'all. You got to watch them because they pretend to know, they can cite scripture. They might even be in theology school. They might even call themselves theologians. They could even be working on their doctorates in religious studies. But there's a big difference between the letter of the law and the spirit of the law. Don't be fooled. The gospel is really simple. We don't have to make it hard. We just don't. Okay, so I told my sister, you can come. Come on, what, you know, we don't have to have wine. Well, then I risked losing the rest of the family. But I pled my case before them and said, this is why I'm choosing to do this. And it should be important to all of us that my sister, our sister, your daughter, your aunt has her husband there with her. So let's just roll with it. Once they leave, we can hit the bottle, whatever. So when you know, this is so awesome. This is so God. All her husband, he actually did come and he actually granted us the permission to have the wine anyway. You know why? Because sometimes all people want to know is that you love them enough to choose the relationship with them. Listen, this is speaking to someone, to choose the relationship over your individual right and liberty in your own home. Again, context. In your own home or in their home, if you go to their home, you're asked to respect your hangry vegetarian friends, you know, those who don't believe in meat eating. I mean, if that's their level of faith and they profess to be your brother or sister in Christ, then that's where you meet them, right? So they don't eat bacon, they don't eat swine or pork and whatever, then that's where you meet them. Why would you serve something that would offend someone? It wrecks your testimony is what the word says. So, but the relationship, my three C's, if you sign up for my newsletters today on my website, monicamatthews.com, you will see what my three C's are. You'll get a sequence of emails, very brief. I do not flood your inbox. Trust me. I hate that. I don't like it when people are like, hey, no, really, this is the last call for my newsletter. I'm going to send you 20 more But because I feel like my voice is just that important that you need to hear it, whether you want to or not. And there's no way you can unsubscribe because my unsubscribe button doesn't work. Yeah, those people. That's not me. So MonicaMatthews.com, you can sign up for my newsletters. And they're very short and to the point. Matter of fact, I need to do one. It's been a minute. See? But when you do sign up, you get my three C's. Communication for the purpose of clarity and ultimately connection. Communication, clarity, and connection. That is fundamentally what all of us need, desire, and want as human beings. We'll get it however we can, right? So MonicaMatthews.com, three C's, communication for the sake of clarity and ultimately for the sake of connection. As far as people mandating masks and governors passing the buck to municipalities, I wish our governor would read his own executive order, which says that the municipalities, by virtue of his own order, cannot supersede his own executive order. Ugh, the ass kissing in my city never ends, and my state. It is maddening. Tonight, if you're not keeping up with Tucker Carlson, you must. I know he has the number one rated show right now in the country, I'm told. And I'm so freaking proud of that fact because he holds absolutely nothing back for either side of the aisle, which I love. I love. People in my state, in my party, have a hard time with the fact that I do that. But that's me. It's my character. It's my personality. Here's the deal. If I'm going to look in my own mirror and not let myself get away, not let me get away with my own crap, that I know is crap, why on earth would I give others a pass? Why would I do that? Especially as a trusted commentator, why would I do that? It doesn't mean I'm right about everything. It doesn't mean we're going to agree about everything. It's just my perspective, but it's mine. It's mine. And I don't live in a utopia bubble. Speaking of, I want to leave you with this. If you have not seen the movie, The Gift, Jeff Bridges and God, what's her name? I can see her face. Ugh. She is a mad liberal. Just remember Jeff Bridges. But his opposite is Meryl Streep. That's right. Meryl Streep. Okay. The Gift. If you want to see where the left, including the mob squad, that wants to essentially do away with all law and order, okay, who is calling for the Breathe Act. That's right. Your hit squad in Congress, your congressional hit squad calling for the Breathe Act. We'll talk about that tomorrow. But go look that doozy up. That's where the country is going. The Gift. You can watch it, I believe, on Netflix. And for sure, I think it's on Prime. And if you don't have those, I don't know what to tell you. Wherever you can rent movies, check it out. It is powerful. It is scary. It is sobering. And it is spot on. When I say scary, I don't mean horror movies. I mean, it is like 1984 on crack. So something for you to take a look at. Hey, I want you to have a great evening. I want you to get into the Word of God, find a scripture of promise, and seek God on that one thing, a scripture of promise about peace, righteousness, joy, about your hope, right? Your future in Christ. I want you to please speak that over your house, over your children, your husband, your wife, your life, right? That it's your, if you're a Christian, it's your birthright. So it's important for us to know the character of our Father and what's expected of us. And it is not the letter of the law. It is not religion. It is religion undefiled. Go look that up. James 4:27. From my house to yours, I love you, America. Thank you for following me and keeping up with me. I will be live visually coming up in the weeks to come. Very short amount of time. I will keep you posted on the release date. Monday, Wednesday, Friday broadcasts, and I'll be live taking your calls as well. and look forward to engaging you live on the air. So stay tuned for that. MonicaMatthews.com, iTunes, Stitcher, Monica On Air Talk on Twitter. Thank you for sharing my work. I appreciate you. And remember, be good to your neighbor, beginning in your own mirror. And remember, if you're an American, act like one.